Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been reporting on the rise of electric scooters in cities all around the country. You may have seen them zipping around. You use an app to pay per mile, and when you're done, you just leave the scooter on the sidewalk anywhere. They're dockless. Last week in Austin, Jeremy Hobson caught up with an Uber driver named Paul Christian. Paul's not crazy about the new scooters, and not because they might be competition.
You know, honestly, like, they're kind of cool, I guess, but at the same time, I see a lot of people doing some unsafe driving habits when they're on those scooters, like going the wrong way on one-way streets, running through stop signs, red lights, and I'm just kind of worried that someone might have an accident later, especially because I see them a lot downtown. And that's where people are drinking, and I just don't know if alcohol and scooters is a good combination.
And we're not the only ones watching this. Earlier this summer, the transportation technology firm Populous published data on the rise of micromobility. CEO Regina Clulo joins us now. Regina, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You call it a micromobility revolution. Why do you call it that?
Well, one of the interesting findings from our report is that the adoption of these new services has been quite remarkable in terms of how quickly people have started using them. And in fact, overall adoption of new mobility services is accelerating.
It has been quick. It's like, and it's not exactly been overnight, but it kind of feels that way.
Yeah, well, there are interesting network effects because so many people are accustomed to using their cell phones to call an Uber or a Lyft or now unlock a car sharing vehicle. The idea of being able to unlock a dockless electric scooter feels quite natural for a lot of people out there.
Well, look, not everyone is a fan. The LA Times has this story. It's kind of amazing that people on Venice Beach are taking these scooters and they're putting them into toilets. They're burning them, setting them on fire, throwing them into the ocean. There's an Instagram account called The Bird Graveyard. It's got 24,000 followers or more. So not everyone likes them. What's your research say about that?
So we found that 70% of people in major U.S. cities view them positively. So perhaps, you know, those stories represent the 30% who don't. And what we did find, which was really interesting, is that there is a range of opinions across cities, with San Francisco having the lowest positive perception, but still 52% of people viewed them positively.
But I want to hear more about why you think people would be so upset. 30% is not a small number. Are there any theories about that? I mean, that represents something that people don't like.
Well, based on our data and knowing what we know, I'm actually a Bay Area native, about the Bay Area, there are some broader issues. We in the Bay Area have a housing crisis. Many people are concerned about the affordability of living in the region. And many people believe that tech is a part of that lack of affordability. Hmm. That being said, you know, one of the key causes of the lack of affordability is actually the fact that we don't build enough housing fast enough.
Well, a lot of cities are concerned. Los Angeles, San Francisco, as you're talking about, Nashville, Cambridge, Massachusetts. The mayor of Boston said that if Bird tries to drop the scooters off, we're going to pick them up off the street and they can come pick them up at the tow yard. Does it seem like cities were caught off guard by how quickly these came about?
I believe a lot of people are caught off guard, so not just cities, but I think that there are actually plenty of people within the private sector and the investor community who missed the scooter wave in terms of investment. So I think a lot of people were caught off guard. I do also think that part of the narrative or the story is that cities were caught off guard by Uber and Lyft. And so in many ways, this is in part a reaction to the rapid growth of Uber and Lyft. And that many cities didn't actually do anything over many years. And so now that there are smaller devices that are a lot easier to regulate because you can impound them and collect them much more easily, their cities are reacting much more quickly.
You're in San Francisco. Have you used one?
I have.
What do you think?
I rode one in Golden Gate Park.
What do you think?
I thought it was great. I would use them on a more regular basis if they were available and if it were safer, if I felt safer riding a bike or a small electric mobility device on the streets.
Regina Clulow, founder of Populous and the author of a report called The Micro Mobility Revolution. Regina, thanks for your time.
Great to be here.